This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You seem tired.
You know why?
Why?
Because I put so much effort into this show. And it just wears me down. By this time during the show, I get so tired because I've worked so hard.
That's not what I heard. Apparently, you're really irritating people that have Iranian pee.
Oh, I am? Did I insult some people? Fidel, did I insult anybody?
A lot of people were texting, dude.
Really? Yeah, lots of people. Is it going to be a protest?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not joining them.
Yeah.
So he told me, he goes, a lot of people really upset about them. I go, why? And he goes, I don't know, they're just really upset. And I look, there's one.
Spadell, I feel like sometimes you look for controversy. You look for trouble. You like it. You like it. You like to stir the pot.
Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
kind of feel like
it's just part of my personality. I mean, I don't really like do it on purpose. I just like who I am.
Let me explain. Yeah. Let me explain real quick here, okay? We were talking about, Jamie had a stat saying that a lot of the Olympic swimmers pee in the pool.
Right. All of them. Every one of them. Every country.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, if I had to swim in a pool that had pee in it, I feel like the Swiss pee. That wouldn't be too bad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They got
the hot chocolate.
Drink that Swiss Miss, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I said, but that Iranian pee?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
My God.
And then, according to Spadell, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
The complaints started coming in.
Oh, my God. The internet tore you apart.
Yeah, blew
and then
up.
We were looking at the phone number. It's the same person texting the same things. And it's one person. It's one person.
Well, he could pick it. Or
but,
she. Or
but
she.
For him to say, for him to come in and say a bunch of people, and then I look, and it's one person. It's
yeah. Just, stirring the pot.
It's a whole
man.
Bunch, dude.
Stirring the pot.
I thought it was going to be like 1,000.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch.
Did you alert the general manager that we could have one person out picketing today?
Yeah, I sent him a screenshot. Yeah.
Over Iranian pee?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure he knows.
Okay.
Put this in BJ's file.
Yeah. Iranian P. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry about the controversy.
Yeah. Can you not do that again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will.
All right. By the way, I just got a notification from that watch. They're evacuating more people in different areas. I mean, of the, let me make sure I say this right, of the one big fire, the Alexander.
Alexander Mountain.
Yeah, they're evacuating some more people in that area, I guess. Alexander is at 5,800 acres right now. It's west of Loveland. And then we have the Deer Creek Canyon Fire, which is west of C-470. They're so far at 130 acres and 575 homes evacuated as of 9 p.m. last night. I think they also just got another notification of another area. And then we have the Stone Canyon fire, which is in Lyons, which is about, what, 8 miles from the Alexander Mountain fire?
Yes.
And that's 1,320 acres. So just, I know that probably I don't need to tell you all this, but just make sure that you sign up for your local, you know, warning systems like Dugco. And I know that Northco has one. I also will tell you that this watch thing that I have, the watch duty will send you notifications for your county as well.
And it's super helpful.
Yeah, because I have it signed up for Jeffco and Dugco, and I just got one from Jeffco. So sign up for those. Again, it's the watch duty, and they will notify you if anything is going on in your county. I think it's very important to do that one just because it's easy. And obviously, your local one is the quickest one, right?
You know, and this is a bad combination, too, with all this heat, the dry, the smoke.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
I do have exciting news about something to take away from these horrible fires.
What's that?
You guys, we might get the Sundance Film Festival.
Here?
Yeah.
You mean like Denver or
Boulder.
Maybe in the mountains?
Boulder.
Oh, Boulder could get it.
Boulder is a finalist for the Sundance Film Festival, which would be huge to have here.
Isn't that kind of a ritzy little gathering?
No, it's not ritzy. It's so bouldery.
It is?
Yeah, because a lot of them are independent films. And so it's just cool. I went to the one in Salt Lake City. In Utah. And what you do is, like, you just go up and down the street, and there's little theaters, and you have tickets for them, and you just go see a film, like this independent, crazy film that you'd never see. You come out, you go have some pie. I don't like pie. And then you go to the next theater. It's so cool.
No kidding.
It is amazing. So what I've done is I shared a survey that they want you to fill out. It's on BJ and Jamie on Facebook. Please fill it out because it'll help show interest in us wanting to get the Sundance Film Festival. So if you don't mind, fill that out. Again, I posted up BJ and Jamie. Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
Oh, I've never been to one, but I've always heard about
it. It's so cool. I mean, it's just a vibe. I can't explain it. It's like, you know, when you go up and like, it's, I don't know, in Vail and everybody's walking around during the beer fest. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a bad example. It's just a cool, fun thing.
No, like the Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Yeah.
When are they going to announce this? Anytime soon?
I don't know, but they said that you have to have the survey filled out by, I forgot what they said. I just lost it because I'm on the watch guard duty, and I had it pulled up on my phone ready to tell you everything, but then I went and got a notification.
Great.
So I'm sorry.
Just great.
Yeah. Anyway, definitely. We'll go back to that, please. Thank you. In addition to the possibility of remaining in Park City, which they might stay there, the cities that made the next rounds are Atlanta. Bleh. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
No.
Cincinnati.
Bleh. Oh, they'll pick it.
Louisville, Kentucky. Have
Protesters.
You ever been to Louisville? There's nothing there.
Yeah, my sister lives there.
Ugh.
Yeah, I've been there.
Santa Fe, which is cool. I will say Santa Fe is cool. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and then Boulder. So we'll see. So fill out the survey, and so you can show your support for that. I'm very excited about that. I don't know if you can tell. The United States women's gymnastic team dominated, winning the good team competition with a score of 171 point whatever. A full 5 points ahead of second place Italy, and Brazil took bronze. And so Simone Biles, sorry, she did a little shade at a former teammate. I guess a former teammate said they just don't have what it takes or something like that, you know, and they're lazy. Or
they don't have the work ethic.
Yeah.
Other than Simone, like the team is just basically rubbish.
Yeah. And so Simone got on and said, rubbish, my ass. She didn't say that. But it was something about that. She just kind of went after the other teammate that wasn't on the team and said, we're not lazy, obviously.
Yeah, her IG post, it was them with their gold medal saying, lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions.
Exactly.
Now, how did the team do that said that? Did they suck?
No, it was a girl.
It was a former U.S.
Yeah.
women's gymnast.
Oh, former U.S.
Yeah. I
thought it was a competition.
No, he's on vacation in his head, so just ignore it because he's already in Florida.
I am.
I know. Right?
I'm in the ocean. And I got my flippers on. And I'm underwater.
Yeah.
Got my snorkel.
You are ready to roll, man. He's at the beach. Meantime, I have COVID. So between BJ at the beach, me having COVID, we are a great team today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are on top of it. Because his brain is fried. My brain has like bacteria in it. And we're both like, what?
Yeah. Well, it's just obvious that we need a vacation.
Yeah, it is. That is true.
I mean,
true.
That's what it tells you right there.
It is true.
Work too hard.
We'll run down.
Where are you going, Carson, for vacation?
I'm actually going to Vail.
You had to think about it?
Yes. I knew I was going somewhere.
And then we have this guy over here. Okay, yeah, so the three of us together are amazing.
Yeah, we could use a vacation.
We could.
Danielle, where are you going?
I'll be working all next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's because you got all those days off for the paintball tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it all evens out.
Yeah.
By the way, don't talk about paintball peers. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
That really upset me.
That'll be bad. Travis and Jason Kelce seek around $100 million in New Heights podcast deal.
They're not worth that.
They're good, and it's funny, but $100 million?
Yeah, they're not worth that.
The football stars and brothers host the fourth most popular podcast in the United States. New Heights had already been popular when the two brothers launched it. It's because of the Taylor Factor, because so many people now tune in, because I will say that Travis Kelce does talk about Taylor, which nobody thought he would, but he does. He does talk about her, and so that's why they're getting so many
Everyone wants to hear the dirt.
Yep. Do you ever listen to podcasts?
No.
I do, but they're not very good.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes my girlfriend, I like Jeff, oh my God, what's his name? He's from the Real Housewives Circle.
Yeah.
Jeff Lewis. I like his, but I just watch it on Reels. So it's just like their highlights of the best stuff. You know what I mean?
It's probably the best way to watch it, too.
Yeah, it's like their punchlines. Yeah.
And that's how New Heights got so popular, too, was their little
clips. Yeah, their Reels. Mm-hmm. You're right, because that's how I found it. But a whole podcast, I have not. But my girlfriends, when they travel, especially if you're going to Vail, I guess a lot of them download podcasts to listen that way. But sorry to say, I pay for Apple Music, so it's all downloaded when I'm off the grid. But I feel bad because I pay for music. I work at a radio station.
Yep.
Yeah.
It seems really counterproductive for, you know, like, hey, pay me more money, but I'm going to go ahead and give $12 for this summary.
$12.99 a month.
Yeah, right? It feels guilt. Bill Maher says that Travis Kelce is going to dump Taylor Swift. He's with the girl, and here he is.
Look, I'm sure she's a lovely person, but the whole thing with the football player, just like, I just felt like 35 was a little old to be like, my boyfriend's a football player, and I wear his jersey to the game with his number on it, right? I mean, come on.
Whatever makes her happy.
Oh, of course.
If that's what she wants to do and it makes her happy, gone. And I got nothing to do with me.
I know. He's going to dump her, though. You know that.
Now I'm going to be a Travis Kelce hater.
I mean, with her, it's like the Gatorade at the Super Bowl. You know you're going to get dumped. You just don't know when.
But you got to think about it this way. If he does that, can you imagine the next album we're going to get off of that?
That's so hard to listen to.
Here's what's so weird about it. You got Bill Maher, okay? He's complaining about Travis Kelce, NFL star, and probably the biggest music act there is in the world, which is Taylor Swift. And he's sitting there with a hawk-tall girl.
I know!
I mean, dude, how much lower can you stoop than have her in studio with you?
My guess is he probably doesn't even know what hawk-tall means.
No! He doesn't even know what he's doing.
I know.
And he's complaining about the other two. Think about yourself for a minute. What have you stooped to?
I mean, it is pretty sad, isn't it? It's
kind
of sad. All right, Gwen Stefani, of course, she brought her son on stage at Blake Shelton's Red Bar. He's 15. He took stage, and we have a little bit. Now, his name is Zuma. Remember, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale had this child together. And then Blake, he's a stepson. And so here he is on stage. Fine.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 15. I agree with you.
It's hard to tell.
Hey, who's Marco Rubio?
He's a Republican senator, I think, out of Florida.
He's a little snot.
What'd he do?
He just sent me a text. It says, look, These texts are really expensive to send, Jamie. Can you please just read what I wrote? What the hell? I've never asked you to send me a text, you bastard. Look,
we're in that political season. Have you ever given a donation to any of these clowns?
No.
Me either.
Don't you think that's rude?
Yeah, it's very rude.
And how does he know my name? I mean, I know it's a
you're in the database.
It's a bot, but look, these texts are really expensive to send, Jamie. Can you please just read what I wrote? And then there's a link.
Wow.
I know.
How is that going to get you to click on it?
I'm going to write F. Oh, I almost said the actual word. Yeah. I'm going to write that back.
These political requests are out of control.
It's insane.
And you get them from both sides. I don't know how you get them from both sides.
Anytime I get them, I just think that they're scams.
Well, yeah, that's so. And then listen to this next one. I don't even know what this means. Your answer to question number 10 impressed Don Jr. However, you missed question 4. Can you complete that form?
That's definitely a scam.
Yeah.
They're sucking you in.
But I had blocked it before, but they found another way to get around one.
No.
This is bizarre.
I block them all the time, man. I don't think
that feature report junk mail even works.
Oh my God.
Think that's just a scam in itself.
Yeah, I'm hitting
it. Because it doesn't stop anything.
Delete and report junk. I'm hitting again.
It That's doesn't stop anything. But I always think about it because everybody's asking for money right now. Everybody's doing fundraisers, right? Have you ever given a dime? And I would never, ever give to any of these campaigns. Ever.
No, not a chance.
Republican, Democrat, it doesn't even matter. No. I would never give the money to these people.
Well, no, other people have plenty of money. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do support these candidates.
I would rather go and give GoFundMes.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Anything else?
BJ.
What?
There's a tropical depression.
Oh, boy. And it's headed to Florida.
I know. I'm tropically depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell.
It's
headed
depressed.
To Florida, they say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's just great. Now we're going on vacation to Florida and we're going to get tropically depressed.
Right now, it looks like it's headed to the Miami area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to hit in the panhandle, but... it could change.
Oh,
who knows?
Hell. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on the last day of July. Wow.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I love these Hobo Train songs. Love them.
I think he's going to wait for you.
He said he would.
Yeah, 20 times.
I will wait
for you.
How about we do the road closings, and then I'll get to this Costco crackdown.
Okay, here's the deal. We know that there's a fire right over there in Deer Creek Canyon, west of C-470, right? And so here's the latest closures. The Quarry Fire Road closures are South Valley Road and Deer Creek Canyon Road, Deer Creek Canyon Road and South Cougar Road. Rawr. I don't know. Well, see? My brain's on vacation, too. Not even making any sense.
This is supposed to be serious, too.
It is. Yeah. I mean, these are road closures because of a fire.
Yeah.
And I'm making cougar jokes.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate. Deer Creek Canyon Road at West Ranch Trail and Pleasant Park Road and Cooster Road. So those are your latest.
Greatest. All right. It's called the Costco Crackdown. Here we go. And it's about time, too. Okay? By the way.
Yeah.
I give you a Costco card for Christmas.
I know you did.
You never activated it. Never did, Jamie White.
I thought about it. I look at Costco all the time.
You told me.
You never played pickleball. I bought you pickleball card.
I never requested pickleball. You requested Costco. I never said, Jamie, can you get me a paddle and some balls so I can go out and play pickleball? I never said that.
Just saying.
You came to me two months before Christmas and said to me that, hey, you know what you could get me? Costco. I'd love to go to Costco.
What did I get for you for Christmas?
I don't know. Something dumb.
Did I?
No, it was the ice maker.
Oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't Christmas, was it?
Yeah, it was.
It was Christmas.
Why would I spend $500 on you?
No, that was Christmas.
I don't feel like that was Christmas.
I remember. I was a little jealous because I got an elk head.
You also got something else, like money or something.
No, you got a Yeti.
That was the year before.
That was the year before I got him a Yeti cooler. Yeah. No, I give you an elk head and like $500 or something.
You need to give me some cash. Yeah.
All right. Costco crackdown. Here's the deal. They're sick and tired. This is kind of like Netflix. They're sick and tired of people sharing their membership. Now, when you go to Costco, you've got to show your membership, and they're going to scan it. Now, in the past, all you had to do was flash your card. You could have used a driver's license. They never even checked. You could just, you know, walk right through. But now they're going to scan it. They're going to make sure. And not only that, when you go to pay, they're going to match up yours with your driver's license. No more of this sharing.
I'm just looking at this right now. It says it's a controversial new membership policy, and they say that you could spend up to 5 years in jail.
Yeah.
If you, big house.
Yep.
Okay.
They're calling it the Costco clinker. You're going to prison.
Man, I'm so glad I got a membership.
No. Jenny, they should throw their ass in jail. Yes, they should. People often will give their card. Like, if I'm a member, I give it to Spadil. Spadil runs over there and buys up all that Kirkland crap, and people that actually have a membership can't get it because people like him are buying it.
Okay, so what about like this? So I went with my girlfriend. She has a, what's the Walmart one? What's that place?
Oh, Sam's Club.
Yeah, yeah. So she has Sam's Club, and I said, gosh, I got to get a Christmas tree. She's like, come with me to Sam's Club. We'll get one really, you know, more affordable. And so I went with her, and then I paid her back. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes, you're allowed to do that, but you're low life for doing it. Anybody that does that, Jamie, now look, you didn't break any rules, and you're not going to prison for 5 years. But I will tell you this, you should have a really guilty conscience if you did that.
What's the difference of, like, you know, scanning it and I'm using your card, Carson, and you just going with me.
I mean, there's no difference.
Well, there is.
It's just a convenience, right?
It's a convenience thing, and it's really a shyster of you if you just give your card to somebody, and that person goes and does all their shopping, and they buy, you know, let's say that, for an example, right now the hot item over at Costco is those damn biscuits. Whoo, they are delicious.
What are the damn biscuits?
Oh, that 24-pack that you can get for $9?
Are they called damn biscuits?
No, they're not. They're some kind of butter country biscuit or something.
Everyone's going crazy.
It's
about
a cheese biscuit.
Yeah, it's a cheese biscuit.
Like the Red Lobster ones or something?
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Comparable.
Yeah, comparable.
Oh,
yeah.
Cream cheese.
Ooh,
are they cream cheese?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it says it has 24 in it, and then it says cream cheese biscuit.
$9.
It's called the Robin Hood Meeting House.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable. Yeah. Those biscuits. But it's people like you that aren't members that borrowed a card for somebody is the reason I can't buy that biscuit. It's because you go in and buy them, and all of a sudden they're gone for members like me.
You know what my simple pleasure is?
What's that?
It is really great feeling. I don't know why. Because you know
biscuit.
You know how I don't get it? Like, I've never have gotten any child support or anything. I pay for everything.
Right.
There is this simple pleasure about when my son puts his dad's accounts, like Netflix, whatever, Prime, all the accounts on my TV.
Automatic sign.
I know, right? And it's like, so I get them for free, and it's like some kind of like weird in my head little dig, like, I'm taking your Netflix for free.
You're paying
for my pleasure.
I'm stealing $5 from you every month.
And then the other one is putting in his phone number at King Supers. I don't know why. When I get like a dollar off a gallon, I'm like, take that, you bastard.
I hate people like you because that's happened to me twice.
I know.
Someone has stolen my phone number and put it in.
I do it all the time.
People like her that are proud, they walk into a Sam's Club, buy a Christmas tree. You're not even a member.
Hey, when you don't get child support, taking a dollar a gallon off is a very, very happy place. Trust me.
I guess it's small wins.
It is small wins.
Small wins.
You can get.
All right, if you go to Costco and you're a member, be glad that you're cracking down on this.
I really want to use my Costco card now because I want some cream cheese biscuits.
Oh, they are delicious.
I mean, I have to make them in a toaster oven, but that's okay.
It's all right.
BJ and Jamie.
I just want to say one thing before we go, Jamie.
Okay, what is it?
Do not be careless with fire today.
Whoa, good one.
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
It is actually scary.
It is scary.
Right? Yeah. It's so dry.
What do we got?
Right, 77 degrees.
Three big fires going on right now. Well, I think the biggest is at Alexander Mountain.
Yep.
Fire. Right?
Wait, how'd you say that?
Mountain.
Mountain. Mountain.
Mountain.
You're not saying it Colorado way.
How do you say it?
Mountain.
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 There's no T in it.
Mountain.
Yeah. No T. Drop the T. Mountain.
Mountain.
No, there's no T.
No, you're saying it.
You're saying, you got to say it like a Colorado.
All right.
It's mountain.
Us Colorado natives, mountain.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Mountain.
Mountain.
Well, the Alexander Mountain fire is now at 6.
Put that T again.
Did I throw the tea in there? It's just habit. I'll work on it.
Okay.
It is out of control. This thing is at 6,000 acres. It's burning up north, just west of Loveland. Then you got the Lions Fire, which I think it's called Stone Canyon.
Stone Canyon, yeah. It's 1,320 acres so far. And then the final one is the Deer Creek Canyon Fire, or better known as the Quarry Fire.
Quarry.
And that is, what is that one? 130 acres right now with 575 homes evacuated.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, so...
Do not play with fire today. Don't. All right. Yeah. We got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Last day of July, man. Tomorrow's the 1st of August. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.